It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. It was a crazy weekend.
It was. Weather-wise, it's really nuts here.
Oh, weather-wise,
political-wise, yeah.
We got a new president-elect.
And, yep, yep.
Well, you know, wish him well, and of course he does a good job.
Before that's official, I suppose that'll be a while, but it's technically official, but not officially official.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
It should be interesting the next couple of months.
I'm sure it will be. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, anyway, but 47 mile an hour winds yesterday, and then I'm over an inch of rain overnight. So, kind of wacko weather, but fire danger should be reduced now.
Yeah, that should have went away.
All right.
You know, that was a big deal with DNR put out a news release on Friday about fire danger.
Red flag warning. Yeah.
Yep.
So, well, hopefully that'll be gone by the wayside now. So, some good news.
That's right.
Bad news is winter's coming. But we won't talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about veterans and things like that.
Of course.
You're going to salute a vet today.
Absolutely. Today we're saluting Sergeant Paul Daniel Dodge. Paul was born on July 24th, 1932 in Minneapolis and passed away on March 14th, 1999. He entered active duty. He was in the Army National Guard, but he was called up to active duty on December 30th, 1950 in Madison here, and was honorably discharged 2.5 years later on, no, 1.5 years later, on September 9th, 1952 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was an armory foreman with Alpha Battery of the 49th Field Artillery Battalion, spent 11 months overseas in Korea during the Korean conflict. Some medals and ribbons that he earned. He earned the Bronze Star Medal with Valor. And in my file here, there's a write-up on that, which I'll get to here in a minute. He earned the Korea Service Medal with 2 Bronze Campaign Stars, the United Nations Service Medal, and 1 Overseas Service Bar. I'm guessing this was in the Western Guard many years ago, but it says here, Sergeant Paul D. Dodge, son of Mr. and Mrs. A.W. Dodge of Madison, a member of Battery A, 49th Field Artillery Battalion, distinguished himself by heroic achievement near Kakilbong, Korea, and was awarded the Bronze Star Medal with letter V. The V device means for valor. On November 29th, 1951, during an intensive enemy mortar barrage, the communications lines to the command post were severed. Realizing that the lines to the forward observers must be maintained, Sergeant Dodge, with complete disregard for his personal safety, immediately moved forward to service the lines. Despite continuous enemy small arms and mortar fire, he continued forward until he located and repaired all breaks in the lines. With communications restored, the forward observers was able to call for artillery fire to destroy the enemy position. The heroic action displayed by Sergeant Dodge reflects great credit upon himself and the military service. Dodge entered the service in January of last year, leaving with the National Guard for Camp Rucker, Alabama. So he did something very heroic while over in Korea.
Right.
So, and we take our hats off and we salute him. And we thank him for his service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Right. We salute the veterans, as always. And, of course, Veterans Day is coming up, and that's our topic here today.
Yes. Every year around this time, I put out a list of area promotions. A lot of these are I focused in on businesses within a 60-mile radius of Madison, give or take. It's a non-inclusive list of area promotions for veterans and service member on or around Veterans Day, which is taking place on Wednesday, November 11th, so 2 days from today. And again, please check with any businesses prior to any transactions as participation in national promotions may vary by location. I found that out a couple of times. So the first, I went alphabetically here. The first one we have is Applebee's. Over the past 12 years, Applebee's restaurants nationwide have served free meals to veterans and active duty military on Veterans Day to honor them with their courage and sacrifice, and this year is no different. And there's locations in Marshall, Willmar, and Watertown. Usually it's a special menu that people can order off of. It's a good deal, and the food is always good. Next, we have Buffalo Wild Wings. Veterans and active duty service members get a free order of 10 boneless wings and fries on November 11th. The offer is available for dine-in or takeout. There's locations in Watertown and Fargo. Casey's General Stores. Service members, both past and present, get a free coffee on November 11th across its over 2,200 locations. And there's a Casey's in almost every town.
Sometimes more than one.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't list locations on that. Home Depot offers a 10% discount to all veterans on November 11th. Home Depot offers a 10% discount year-round for active duty and retirees. Usually they honor just veterans year-round for that, but this was a special thing. And nearest Home Depot's in Willmar. Hy-Vee. Veterans and active duty military members get a free curbside pickup breakfast on November 11th from 6 to 10 a.m. There's locations in Marshall and Watertown. Little Caesars Pizza. Veterans and active military members can visit Little Caesars on Wednesday, November 11th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a free $5 lunch combo, which is a personal deep dish pizza and 20-ounce pop. And there's locations in Watertown and Wilmer for that. Terry Redland Art Center. This is in a release sent out by the Redland Art Center. As a proud American, Terry Redland dedicated his life to honoring veterans. He, like many Americans, experienced the pride and then heartbreak of losing a loved one while serving in our armed forces. His personal story is detailed in his collection of 7 paintings called An American Portrait. On Veterans Day, it has become a tradition to honor those veterans visiting the Redland Art Center with a small complimentary print. Note, the complimentary print is available to all servicemen and servicewomen who are able to physically visit the Redland Art Center and show a military identification card. That can be a military ID, a retired military ID, a veteran's health ID card, a veteran's ID card, or, driver's license that shows veteran status. The Redland Art Center is not able to mail prints or give prints to family members of veterans unable to visit. One print per veteran. The Redland Art Center is open Wednesday, November 11th, 2020, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's in Watertown. Runnings. Military, police, fire, EMT, men, women, retired, active, showing a valid ID, receive a 10% discount on regular price merchandise on Wednesday, November 11th. Discount does not apply to sales price or clearance merchandise. Under Armour, steel, wood pellets, layaways, gift cards, previous purchases, liquor, ammunition, guns, special orders, fishing, hunting licenses, limited to stock on hand, no rain checks, and cannot be used with any other offer. And there's running locations in Marshall, Millbank, Montevideo, Watertown, and Willmar. Starbucks coffee. Veterans, military service members, and military spouses get a free tall 12-ounce hot brewed coffee at participating stores on November 11th. And the nearest locations are Watertown and Willmar. Target. Active duty military personnel, veterans, and their families get a 10% military discount between November 1st and November 11th. After eligibility has been verified online, an exclusive one-time use 10% Target Circle offer is available to use in-store or online. And there's locations in Watertown and Willmar for Target. Walgreens. Veterans, military, and their families get a 20% discount on eligible regular priced items November 11th through the 15th. This is it. This in-store offer is only valid at Walgreens or Duane Reade stores, and there's locations in Watertown and Willmar at all. And I got these promotions from military.com, veteransadvantage.com, militarybenefits.info, and themilitarywallet.com. In the past, I've seen other promotions in local businesses.
We encourage any local businesses that do have a special or something to let us know here.
Yes, by all means.
We can put that on and plug them a little bit. Yep. We used to do it for the theater all the time, but due to the COVID-19 thing, we're not going to be open, yep. I don't think, on Veterans Day this year. So.
Yep, and I've got a list here of ones that I've seen in the past or received in the past. 1,000 Degrees Pizza. Usually they can do a free custom pizza, personal pizza. And there's locations in Watertown and Wilmer again. I haven't verified that that's going on this year, so please check with the location. Perkins, years past, they've offered a free Magnificent Seven breakfast. I've not seen or heard anything this year on that, but there's locations in Marshall, Watertown, and Wilmer. Tractor Supply Company, there's one in Watertown and there's one in Wahpeton. In the past, I've seen them give a certain discount. I can't remember if it's 10 or 15%, but again, I've not seen or heard anything on that this year, so please verify. And again, please verify with all businesses prior to any transactions, as promotions may vary by location. Keep in mind that most businesses require proof of military service.
Okay. Well, Josh, so, we're kind of getting to the end of the program here, so we better give them your contact in case they want to know you got this information and a whole lot more.
Yep, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. We are closed Wednesday because of Veterans Day. But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. This list will hopefully be in the Dawson Sentinel Western Guard this week. So if you missed anything I've talked about, this list should be in those places. And okay. The Veterans Linkage Line is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
And we want to put in a plug for the virtual Veterans Day program. That'll be heard right here on Q92, and then we'll have it as a podcast on our website.
10:30 a.m.
10:30 on Wednesday morning. That's right, and David Hansen from U.S. Air Force retired is going to be the speaker.
Yep, very nice guy. I've talked to him a few times.
All right, and we've got all that put together and ready to go, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Yep.
On Veterans Day.
Put in a plug for tomorrow's steak fry at the Madison VFW. I am cooking
okay.
This time.
All right. Should be good.
Yeah.
All right. Head on over there. That's open to everybody.
That's right.
All right. Well, Josh, you have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.